A day that you were not guaranteed. A day that you were certainly never promised. A day of life miraculously delivered to you personally by God. Amazing. So happy to be here, uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peter Show. My name is Stu. Well, it's hardly a secret that we live in horrifyingly degenerate times. I mean, 50 years ago, if you wanted to find pornography, you had to go to some ghetto, disreputable store in a bad part of town. If you wanted to see a dirty movie, you had to go to a dingy and revolting theater. Fast forward to today. Literally unlimited amounts of high-definition pornography are flooding the internet, available for free. Anyone can find it, even young children. It's a single tap away on the smartphones that almost all of us carry in our pockets everywhere that we go. Even normal websites like Twitter and Instagram and Facebook are absolutely full of pornography. We've replaced building relationships in real life with online app dating, which makes it easier than ever for people to pursue rampant promiscuity without any social consequences. Actually, young women are actively encouraged to be promiscuous. They're fed the lie that this makes them empowered instead of reducing them to a piece of flesh to be exploited. We've allowed websites like OnlyFans, which is literally just an online prostitution website, to be normalized. But it's not just that modern life makes degeneracy easier. It's that our culture in our country actively celebrates it. Male to female freak show transgenders are literally just perverts. They're biological men with a penis and with a demented sexual fetish that causes them to get off by pretending to be some cartoonish woman, and then forcing everyone around them to take part in their sick fantasies. Yet precisely because these creatures are insane perverts and predators, they're treated as sacred. They're celebrated. These freak shows are trotted out and given awards as Woman of the Year. You know, we've called today's ruling regime the Empire of Lies. But the lies that it tells about sex and about marriage and about relationships are some of its most destructive lies that they have ever told. Millions, maybe tens of millions of lives will be completely destroyed by these lies when it's all said and done. But the single most destructive vector for promoting these lies is our school systems. Public schools and private schools, even many so-called Christian schools, are all a part of the crisis. So instead of telling our children the truth, our schools literally promote promiscuity and homosexual sex and all kinds of other species of degenerate behavior. Except where Republican lawmakers have acted to stop it, public school libraries carry all kinds of pornographic young adult books. Did you know this? It's true. And that brings us to this story. One battle in the massive war over the future of our children. A school in Maine has just had its pornographic book collection pattern exposed in spectacular fashion, by the way. Adam Zajac is a resident of Raymond, Maine, and the father to an 11-year-old boy called Knox, who's in the sixth grade. Well, Adam had heard that there were graphically sexual books in his son's school library. Elementary school. Middle school. So to test that theory, Adam had his son check out a book from the library called Nick and Charlie. The book details the sexual experimentation of two young boys. According to Knox, as soon as he checked out the book, the school librarian actually became extremely interested in suggesting similar books and graphic novels, all of them promoting the degenerate LGBT and several detailing minors having gay sex. According to Knox, when he said that he wasn't interested in the book and just was bringing them home for his dad to see, the librarian became extremely flustered and very nervous. Adam was, of course, completely appalled and went to his school board to complain, but Knox was interested in participating, so rather than having the adult complain, Knox humiliated the board by reading aloud the filth that the school was making available to students. Here's what happened.
Hi, my name's Knox Zajac. I'm 11 years old and I go to Windham Middle School. I'm a sixth grader. I was in the library, and this book was on a stand. I'd like to read you a page. My back over my hips as I ask if we should take our clothes off. and he's saying yes before I finish my sentence. He's pulling off my t-shirt, laughing when I can't undo his shirt buttons. He's undoing my belt. I'm reaching into his bedside drawer for a condom. We're kissing. Again, we're rolling over. Obviously, you can see where this is going. I don't know if it's because we're feeling especially emotional or just tired, or these past couple of weeks have been too much. But this reminds me so much of the first time we had sex. We were both terrified, and the whole thing was kind of terrible because we didn't know what we were doing. But it was good too, so good, because we were a mess of emotions, and we were scared and excited, and everything felt new. So this sort of thing, this sort of feels like that. Nick touches me like he's scared that any minute. Now, this book was at my middle school, and it was on a stand. When I rented it out to show my dad it, the librarian asked if I wanted more and if I wanted a graphic novel version.
Oh, boy. So I'm that kid's father.
Okay, good. I was asking for you.
Yeah, I'll take another 3 minutes. So that's my son.
Okay.
11 years old, and went to his library and found that by the entry door of our library, this is the smut that he is finding, all right? I don't care whether it's gay, straight, bisexual, whatever the terms are for all this stuff, doesn't need to be at our school. Doesn't need to be at my 11-year-old's library. And then as far as genderqueer, I've got a son in the high school as well. And this is bull. We know it, all right? We do not need to be having literature that's showing boys how to suck. All right? This is, I'm very, very frustrated about it, okay? And you may think that schools know the best for our children. You know who know the best for our children? The parents.
I don't know how Adam didn't need bail money at the end of that. But you know what? This is all just scratching the surface. Adam says that his own research has found close to 70 explicit books in the school libraries, including books featuring incest, among other things. Well, ever since Knox spoke at that school board meeting, the sexually explicit books in Raymond's school libraries have ballooned into a major public issue, pitting parents against radical pro-gay, pro-trans propagandists masquerading as educators. We wanted to talk to that amazing young man and his father, and to that end, both Knox and Adam join us now. Thank you both for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, 68 books with sexually explicit materials are in our RSU 14 school systems right now.
Knox, you read this thing and did exceptionally well reading it. I'm sorry that you actually had to read a book like that. What was the reaction of the adults in the room?
They were really shocked. I think the people that were at the board meeting were happy and proud of me that I actually stood up and read it. But the board members try not to show any emotions after anyone says anything. But they all tried keeping it cool. But everyone else was really proud and happy that I read off that page.
Yeah, it's hard to show any emotion with their face covered with the fake COVID masks. What do you think the purpose is here? I mean, the librarian suggested more of these books, horrifyingly degenerate graphic books for your 11-year-old sixth grader that you're sitting next to. What was the purpose behind that? Did they get off on this or what?
Yeah, this is obviously grooming and indoctrination of our children. And I think it comes from the school, the teacher unions that are trying to push this stuff out. And I mean, God, look at the way that the country is right now. You know, government officials are trying to come up with new laws to, you know, make pedophilia either a misdemeanor from a felony or legalizing it. I mean, they're coming up with new names for pedophiles and what are they, MAPs, minor attracted peoples? People need to be pushed into a wood chipper.
They're disgusting people who ultimately want to have sex with children. That's where this ends. That's what they're doing.
Exactly.
These drag queen story hours, they get off on waving their balls around in front of school children. I mean, these are innocent children who should be learning about the history of our country, the real history of our country. They should be learning English. They should be standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. And the Bible should be back in schools. We ban that because it's offensive, but yet we allow librarians to basically molest your child at school. That was molestation. That was a form of grooming. That was a librarian being sexually explicit with your 11-year-old son. Where would it end if you had not gotten involved?
You know, it would still be in the schools. It's funny because when I brought this up originally, people thought I was crazy. There was no way that this was happening in Maine. And now I'm starting to make parents realize that we're the California, the East Coast now. This is happening here. This is happening in small towns in northern Maine, which are very conservative areas. You know, it's pretty obvious, especially since COVID happened and they started with the remote learning. You could see what was happening with the programs and the teachings that were happening. But, you know, you look at how bad the school systems are right now. I mean, we're rated 28th in the country for actual learning. And, you know, if you look at it, half of our kids in our schools can't even read or write or do math at grade levels. Why are we adding new learning options for our students about genders and pronouns? Who cares about that stuff? Let's get them to learn how to balance a checkbook or be good people of the community growing up. This is crazy.
The bottom line is the people that are responsible for putting these books into the curriculum and into the library and the teachers that talk this way in front of, you know, children that are Knox's age and even younger or all the way through high school, minors, they're molesters and they want to have sex with kids and they should all be arrested and imprisoned for life because there's no rehabilitating people that want to do that to children like they did to your boy Knox. Knox, I got to just say, you're quite the upstanding young man. And, you know, for doing that took a lot of bravery. And I just pray that millions and millions of other children your age will be inspired to go into their libraries and pull these books out and bring them home to their parents who view public schools as a taxpayer-funded daycare system so that they can go about their business and do whatever they want to do and turn a blind eye to everything that's happening in our schools, which includes sexual molestation. I've got about 30 seconds left. Knox, I want to give you the final words.
Yeah. I'm just hoping I can get out of my school. I think it's terrible. How it's even. I don't mind standing. I don't even get why I had to, though. Because, honestly, I think it's common sense to not have pornography in schools. Just say those words to yourself. Pornography in schools. Now, after you say that, how does that make you feel? Does it make you feel like it should be in schools or not? That's how I'm feeling about this.
Wow. Adam, you've done a fantastic job, I got to say. I wish I could just give you a pound right now. And congratulations for not needing bail money after that meeting. Adam and Knox, thank you both so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you so much for having us. Appreciate it.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STEW for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Everybody knows we are under attack. The intentional supply chain disruptions, the poisoning of our food and water, the burning and destruction of our crops, and the imminent famine that is coming is going to require you to be a prepper. And thank God that we have Heaven's Harvest. This is dehydrated food, so it keeps over 90% of its nutrition. It's not processed. This is prepper food that you can feel good about feeding to your family. No rice and beans, real meals, meats, cheeses, all of these things, along with heirloom seeds. Be self-sufficient, grow your own food, and prepare for what is imminently coming. There's a brand new $100 bucket. It's huge. Get it at heavensharvest.com. Make sure to use promo code STEW for a big discount and to let them know that we sent you. Again, go to heavensharvest.com. Be prepared for the imminent famine to come. Heavensharvest.com. Use promo code STEW.
Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jabbed who are at risk. Protect yourself from shedding and spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen Vandewater's Spike Recovery Formula, available at heroicdoctors.com. This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to heroicdoctors.com and order it today.
The United Kingdom is heavily vaccinated against COVID-19. But that hasn't stopped the public from continuing to die, allegedly, of COVID-19. Funny how that works. New data quietly released by the British government confirms that more than 90% of COVID deaths in the country are among those who received a COVID shot. For example, in October of last year, 2,281 vaccinated people died of COVID, and just 125 unvaccinated people died of COVID. Heavy air quotes here. Nobody's dying of COVID. That means that the vaccinated were close to 95% of all deaths. Not only that, but in the UK, COVID deaths since the start of the pandemic bottomed out in May of 2021, right as the shots were being heavily rolled out. And they've been higher ever since. But hey, nothing that a sixth or seventh or eighth booster can't fix, right? That's surely what they'll tell you. Dr. Judy Mikovits says none of this should even be news at all. She's here to argue that literally every single virus in the past decade plus has in fact been the creation of our own medical industrial complex through their use of vaccines that they create to treat them. Dr. Judy Mikovits is back with us again. Always a pleasure. We appreciate you being here.
Nice to be here again, Stu.
So when we say on this program, died of COVID-19, we know what we're talking about. But you agree that semantics are important. And for the purpose of trying to break through to the mainstream so that people understand this, they have to wrap their heads around something that they could never possibly imagine, which is that COVID-19 and many viruses are actually deployed upon them. They're not something that they just naturally catch in the wild, correct?
Correct. Absolutely correct. In fact, every virus since HIV has been a gain of function deployed infection by injection. HIV was spread through the hepatitis B vaccination in the early 90s. That's where the gain of function HIV, which never was LAV associated with gay related immune deficiency. AIDS was never gay related immune deficiency. So there is no natural virus. And this is what everybody's always been arguing about. You know, oh, there's no such thing as a virus. Yeah, they're viruses. They're little bioweapons that they created, and it's always been since 1980, infection by injection in heavily contaminated vaccines grown in animal tissue, aborted fetal cell lines, cow viruses, pig viruses, bird viruses, monkeys, simian immune deficiency, SV40 associated with lung cancer. Yes, this is a 40-year bioweapons program by Tony Fauci. They were created at Fort Detrick in full collaboration with the Russians, with the China, with Japan. I trained people in the lab how to grow these cultures. So they will deploy them, and they have deployed them. And it always is infection by injection.
We're going to talk about premeditated deployment here in a second, because now, you know, we've known this for a very long time, but now there's actually proof that government officials from around the world were colluding to actually deploy the bioweapon. But the thing that people get caught up on, Dr. Judy, is, okay, so if this is infection by injection, as you've stated, which we agree with, how did people originally get sick with this COVID-19 virus?
The SARS-CoV-2, the monkey virus, has been injected in every polio vaccine since it was created and published in the Journal of Virology in 2004. And again, a collaboration with Germany, a collaboration with the Chinese, Harvard, UMass, you know, United States.
Yeah. So your detractors are going to say, well, then why didn't it show up until 2020?
Because it didn't make most people sick, did it? It was the common cold. So in 2019, it didn't show up in 2020. It's been shown up and exacerbated by every flu shot. Remember 2016-17, when there was that horrible flu right around the election of Trump, horrible influenza, everybody was coughing, dry cough, flu 10% effective, get it anyway. It was clear from the Wolf paper in 2020 that anybody who got a flu shot, military athletes, everybody got a flu shot between 2017 and 19, were 36% more likely to die of to be diagnosed with COVID. It's an inflammatory disease that 5G can contribute to, that glyphosate is centrally located to. So all you had to do was inject the agent and then detonate it with the right trigger. Trigger it. So they, now you're calling it long COVID. These are the mouse viruses. Oh, mouse viruses, a little humanized mice we've been hearing about from Pfizer. The XMRVs, manufactured, as David Martin also said last week in his podcast, manufactured since 1980. This isn't a surprise. The controlled release, the deployment, it's not a surprise. It only affected the people whose immune system were compromised. So we killed the people with compromised immune systems that the government actually created with an unchecked, untested, no safety since all liability was removed in 1986. So when they were caught in 2019, of course, they fabricated their little plandemic. Event 201, our book was supposed to be published, Plague of Corruption, in October of 2019. It said all of this. How did we know? How did we have every strain? How do I have a PCR that will tell you the variants and have a patent on it, literally for the variants, on April 10th of 2006, the provisional patent?
What do you mean by a patent on every variant?
I have a patent for the diagnostics. At least I filed one April 6, 2010, 6 months after our paper came out, the diagnosis of the variants of the XMRVs can prove to you one of them is Omicron, the PCR. So I'm thrown in jail in 2011. A new narrative is created. The FBI, the DOJ, the Ninth Circuit Court, everybody has all the data. All of the data.
Who would have known about this? I mean, ostensibly, somebody in our government, obviously Tony Fauci is an easy fall guy, but who else in our government would have known about this? Go ahead. I didn't mean to talk over you.
Oh, he funded it. Yes, we're all funded by these grants. The National Cancer Institute, the FDA, DARPA, the DOD, BARDA, all of these places, Fort Detrick. I worked at Fort Detrick from June 10th, 1980 until May 11th, 2001, from the entry level to the highest level director of the Lab of Antiviral Drug Mechanisms. We knew exactly the variants being created. We did not know at the time the game. Now we know the game.
Okay,
now
so is it possible that the people who are responsible for deploying this also didn't know about the game?
No. Because in 2011, when my paper came out, in actually 2009, July 22nd invitation-only meeting at NIH, everybody came from every agency and said, oops, we have a little problem. The lab workers are seroconverting. That means they're getting exposed and making an antibody to contagious cancer-causing viruses, to XMRVs, to cause AIDS, to HIV. They're seroconverting to Ebola. Oh, that means making an antibody. So what does that mean? We're immune. That means they're spreading it through the labs. And they know that. That's why they have to kill the doctors and nurses first, including me. And that's why I keep standing and saying, all we have to do is never take another shot, anyone in this country, and they can't deploy anything else on you.
So Politics UK, is doing some tweeting right now, exposing, and for the last couple of days, exposing text messages between a UK official called Matt Hancock and a journalist there. Put this up on the screen here real quick. This journalist apparently goes by Damon Poole. There's a female ostensibly who's talking about this and saying that she's the journalist that Matt Hancock was texting. So the text messages start with, "We frighten the pants of everyone with the new strain." But the complication with that Brexit is taking the top line. So in other words, there's a news story already that's in the way of this new strain, you know, scaring the shit out of everybody, essentially. And this person says, yep, that's what will get proper behavior change. Matt Hancock replies by saying, "When do we deploy the new variant?" So he's allegedly talking to a person in the media. So by deploy the new variant, does Matt Hancock mean, when do we deploy the narrative to scare the pants off of everybody, in his words, so that they'll lock down and take our injections and enrich big pharma and perpetuate this agenda? Or does he actually mean, when are we going to release? When are we going to deploy the new variant?
It's the narrative, because the variants are all there. As I said, I'll make sure you get the paper that show they were in the bat cave in 2011. You know, I don't know how we get all these things in bat shit in China in 2011, but that's the game they started playing when they silenced me. Recreate the new narrative. It's already there. We all see the big problems. Oops. 8% of our country is asymptomatic for retroviruses. You're not asymptomatic for coronavirus. SARS-CoV-2 is not a coronavirus. It's part AIDS, part syncytin and snake venom, and part SARS. That was what was weaponized and created in 2004. And most of us did not get sick.
So if Matt Hancock is texting with the media saying, hey, we need to gin up the fear here, which, by the way, is what Peter Daszak said, the words of the criminal, we need to gin up the hype. Investors will respond. This was all planned. So that would mean, of course, naturally, that if Matt Hancock, who is some member of parliament in the UK, is talking about this with the media, that's also happening here. They just haven't been caught yet. No journalist here is releasing the text messages from bureaucrats in our fake government that also were responsible for helping to perpetuate this fear to lock people down. That's happening, isn't it?
It's absolutely happening, and they used to publish it. They published it with Gardasil. Oh, we created POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia. They faint. We created these new syndromes where they're the exact syndromes that the COVID shot is causing. Yeah, they knew exactly how they were going to restore the narrative. And that's what they decided on July 22nd, 2009. Not, oops, we made a mistake, but oops, how do we cover it up?
So what do you say about this whole lab leak theory that, you know, Fox is now jumping on? By the way, our viewing audience is very aware that if Fox News is talking about it, it's fake. So you don't believe that this was a lab leak from Wuhan, China, do you?
No, it was shipped from Fort Detrick, and I said it in Joshua Phillips, April 8th, 2020. I said it. You ship them in little vials across the world to biosafety level 4, where they released it because they had to drive their bat cave narrative. Remember, the bat cave, it's in the bat cave. It's in China in 2011. How do all of these things, including infectious synthetic molecular clones, VP62, that's the deadly cancer-causing prostate cancer virus that we first isolated variants. It never was the infectious clone. So think about what we're doing. We're injecting the clones that would not infect in nature on their own. And I just want to say, Wellcome Trust, UK, Francis Collins, Jonathan Stoy, and John Coffin were full on in this. They reviewed our science paper. They planned to cover it up between Wellcome Trust, the UK. They were in it all along to destroy people with diagnosis of MECFS. It goes, that's Ireland, that's UK. The blood supply, 4% in 2009 that I presented, 2010 at the XMRV workshop at NIH. When I said this, Francis Collins said, "Where did you get the controls?" Nobody cared about the people that were sick. The problem was 4% was 25 to 50 times HIV in our blood supply. We had a contaminated blood supply. We had a heavily contaminated vaccine supplies from using contaminants, animal viruses that they'd been injecting unchecked without a single safety study since all liability was removed in 1986.
If nobody would have gotten the shots, and if nobody would have gone to the hospital to get this poisonous remdesivir and be put on a ventilator and, you know, sedated into oblivion and murdered essentially in the hospital, would anybody have died from COVID-19?
No.
Okay, they would have question is going to be, then why are they dying from the shots? If they're one and the same, why are the shots killing people, but this aerosolized virus is not?
Because SARS-CoV-2, never the monkey virus, was controlled by our immune systems. Even only the sickest got sick. Only the sickest died, the 80-year-olds. They've been doing that with the flu vaccine, so they stimulate it. You can't give somebody with these disease. So why are they dying now? Because you infected the disease cause. You created a program, a virus, a synthetic lipid nanoparticle, which we all know Robert Malone showed us how to make the synthetic ones open up in the cell where they're supposed to deliver the payload, the sequence, the virus, the poison, deliver the payload, synthetic or not, and have your own cell machinery make this deadly spike protein, continue to cripple your immune system, cause AIDS, and you spread it through your family. Through your family, not through the air. And this is what Lee Merritt is correctly saying. Again, it's not that viruses don't exist, is that it's a God's given us an immune system. And any of these aren't naturally involved, because then we can't patent it. David Martin, Plandemic Indoctrination, August 18th, 2020. We see the game and we've shown you the game. And we know, Ralph, that they have to, everybody is responsible.
So how do people stay healthy? What do people do to avoid being murdered by this regime of psychopaths that is hell-bent on destroying humanity?
Never get another shot of any other kind. The flu shot drove this in 2017-18. That's why I said it. All the shots are deadly. The Gotti paper of 2017, we're going to release everything we did in vaccine court to show you how they planned, how they watched, who would get injured. HBV at birth, no more shots, not one more shot to any man, woman, or child on this planet for a year. Get the GMO, the glyphosate, the key cancer-causing cofactors, Dr. Stephanie Seneff, all of her work. No more glyphosate, get the GMO out of your life. Don't buy their products in any way, shape, or form. Don't go in a grocery store with a pharmacy. See, people have to make widespread changes. Go back to nature. We have foundational foods on our websites, three things you can buy right now that it's called the Foundational Nutrition, Proline Greens Cardio Miracle, and IF200, Immune Formula 200. Those are the building blocks, the amino acids they've depleted from our food. We've got no food, no nutrition. They're starving us, and then they're injecting us with poison. We're ingesting and injecting poison, and we all need to walk away. I'm perfectly healthy, and I spent 40 years doing this. I'm exposed. I'm immune. I have antibodies. If you have antibodies, you're immune.
And so it's not only just in the air. It's not only just aerosolized. It's also in the water. It's in the food that you consume. It's in the crap that you buy at the grocery store, right?
I mean, absolutely.
These are things that people have to avoid. So what do they eat? What do they drink? How do they avoid, you know, being contaminated? You know, this Dr. Anna Mahalcha is saying even those who worked really hard to stay away from the shots were looking at their blood, were horrified by what we're seeing, and unvaccinated people also have self-assembling nanostructures, you know, in their blood, which is the thing that causes these white fibrous clots that died suddenly helped to make so famous.
Yeah, correct. But at the end of the day, don't protect your mucosal surfaces, your skin, your nasal pharyngeal cavity. That's Paximmune, P-A-X-I-M-U-N. You just spray interferon in your nose. You know, not anything else, not the poison, not the injection. We learned from Flumist how deadly that was. killing people. You don't spray a pathogen directly in your brain. So the whole program is gone. But again, it needs to be gone. But see, as long as you don't ingest and inject, you protect your mucosal surfaces. Yes, it's not shedding. It's literally.
How many people are complicit in this? How many people are going to be executed after they're found guilty at Nuremberg? How many people are involved with the deployment of this? How busy will we be at the gallows?
Dozens at the top. John Coffin, Jonathan Stoy, Ian Lipkin, all the people that are now Tom Rentz is suing. He was at China back and forth. Tony Fauci for sure. Francis Collins for sure. We put the who and why in our 2019 Truth About Cancer talk. You know, Hillary. Our good old Hillary Clinton. This all started. This was all a plan, you know. As anthrax was tacked on to 911. Never let a good crisis go away. You know, killing the innocent Dr. Bruce. And I won't say his last name at Fort Detrick. I was there. Our families got sick. Mike Hugo had an environmental lawsuit case where 22 different kinds of cancer from the water outside of Fort Detrick, Military Road, where I was. My family sick, everybody's family sick, but we can get well if we stop. That's the answer.
Turn back, don't take another injection. I just got to ask you, because I'm way over time. I'm like double the amount of time that I'm supposed to have with you here. And we got to get to break. They're like pointing at me and snapping their fingers. There are dozens of bioweapons labs in Ukraine. We're spending hundreds of billions of dollars to fight this fake war in this fake country, which is a construct that was made for and by to be run by oligarchs. And so anyway, everybody knows how we feel about Ukraine. Aside from that, Victoria Nuland, the failure from our State Department, came back here and sat before Marco Rubio, who asked her about bioweapons labs. Marco Rubio had to actually shut her up before she spilled the whole beans about this, whatever's going on. Vladimir Putin, is he an evil dictator? I don't know. Probably, maybe. I guess I don't know, because the empire of lies is hard at work. He's the boogeyman to Fox, so I tend to believe that there's something else going on here. And what we can see from a bird's eye view is that it appears that Vladimir Putin is strategically targeting, you know, specific sites that he feels are important. He kicked out the Rothschilds banking system. He seems to be a Russian nationalist who's putting the interests of his people first, which is weird. People aren't used to seeing that. The bioweapons labs seem to be these targets. Did the Ukrainian bioweapons labs participate in the deployment of this COVID-19?
Among many, absolutely. All the biosafety level 4 labs between Fort Detrick, Ukraine, China, Seattle, North Carolina, all the biosafety level 4
You're talking
labs.
About Ralph Barrick, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, the so-called, I guess, creator of the genetic sequence of SARS-CoV-2, correct?
In part, yes. There were many people on that paper. There's never one creator on these. These are collaborative efforts. And so the collaborative efforts, yes, between those countries, absolutely.
I think there's a lot of bodies that are buried in Ukraine. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, among other places, for sure.
Yeah, there's a reason why we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars there. There's something going on there. These people are enriching themselves, obviously, with the methods of war, selling the weapons and the munitions and the functionality of war in order to just enrich themselves. And then the people that control the global food supply have the food supply that makes people just sick enough to where they're going to need the drug that they also have for sale. Very conveniently. And done with a forethought. As we see now, coming out with these text messages from the UK, and there's many others inside of our own government, our fake government, the crime syndicate, the murderous cabal right here in this country, that are trying to kill you and your kids and will stop at nothing until they are stopped. That's what we firmly believe. And I know that you agree. In a word, yes?
Yes.
Dr. Judy Mikovits, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu. For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Welcome back. So there's some big news out of the United Kingdom, which is really shocking the official authorities there, but of course it won't surprise anyone who follows this program. So last year in Britain, births fell by more than nearly 12%. It's a big number. It might not sound like a big number, but data for December hasn't come out yet. But the first 11 months of the year in 2022, there were more than 57,000 fewer births than in 2021. So now the British press is putting blame on an aging population as if Britain just woke up one day and got old all at once. Nobody's fooled. You know what the most likely culprit is here. And that's why Big Pharma is so eager to avoid even collecting data on the real effect that these bioweapon injections have had on pregnant women. Pfizer has admitted themselves that they ended their pregnancy trials early. They say that the study was completed as of August 23rd of last year, yet they still haven't published any results, claiming that they don't have a completed data set. But don't worry, the vaccine is safe and effective, they say. Dr. James Thorpe is an OBGYN with more than 43 years of experience in his field and over 150 scholarly publications, and he joins us now. Dr. Thorpe, thank you for being here. Does any of this surprise you?
Nothing surprises me. Listen, Stu, you've done a good job on reporting this, and thank you for having me on the platform.
Of course.
The WHO, the World Health Organization, this administration, the CDC, the FDA, the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, the American College of OBGYN, and the Society of Maternal Fetal Medicine are terminally corrupt, and they need to be destroyed. They cannot be fixed internally. They're corrupt. And in viewing that, you know, Dr. McCullough is now the world global leader of medical freedom. I will not, and I would advocate everybody in the world to just flush down the toilet the CDC, the FDA, and the WHO and those boards. They're terminally corrupt. They're killing my patients. So Dr. Peter McCullough on his Substack on Friday said that the vaccines, the alleged vaccines, COVID-19 vaccines, are category X in pregnancy. They're contraindicated in pregnancy. Dr. Peter McCullough is a global leader. He is the one physician who is most qualified to lead us out of this foobar that these idiots and morons at the WHO and our administration has got them.
Are they idiots and morons, or are they psychopaths and killers?
They're idiots and morons, and I can't judge them, but they're terminally corrupt. They need to be destroyed by criminal. They need to be taken down, and we have a new world global leader for health. It's Dr. Peter McCullough, and I'm behind him. There's a black there's a black box warning. Anybody, any physician, any healthcare provider, any institution that forces this death shot in my pregnant women, I'm here to tell you that I will be a pro bono witness for criminal and civil charges to take down that institution if they hurt my pregnant women. Never use a vaccine and never believe these corrupt killers anymore. The WHO, the FDA, the CDC, the American Board of OBGYN, the American College of OBGYN, the Society of Maternal Fetal Medicine are terminally corrupt. Disregard them. There's a black box warning. Vaccines are never to be used, not these COVID-19 alleged vaccines. They're contraindicated for pregnancy.
What does that mean exactly for the layperson watching this program? What does contraindicated mean?
That means it should never be used. It has a pregnancy rating of category X. Listen, I've used rat poison in pregnancy, Coumadin, and it's safer than these vaccines, okay? And rat Coumadin is safer than these vaccines. You know, these vaccines are as effective as the basically the abortion pill. They should never be used. There was never any safety data. This was a fait accompli to roll out these death shots in pregnancy, just like it was in children.
How could it be that the drug companies wouldn't know that?
They probably do know it. And they, of course they know it. It's in their own internal data.
So if it's not a psychopath killer, what is it? Who's pushing these things? They had to have known beforehand.
Well, Stu, I think there's some people that knew beforehand and some people know that they are reducing the world population. But I think the majority of physicians and healthcare providers don't know that. This is fifth generation war. They listen, the federal government spent $13 billion to convince my colleagues and the American population that these drugs were necessary, effective, and safe. And they're neither of these three. So most of the people aren't purposefully killing people. They're deceived. This is fifth generation warfare.
Yeah. You know, you said a number there, billions of dollars, $13 billion to convince medical professionals to give these bioweapon injections to their patients and then falsely That's refer right. to them as safe and effective vaccines.
Yeah. And you know who the founding member was? The American College of OBGYN, the corrupt organization that's pulling this killer shot in my patients all over the world, killing my women of reproductive age. They're too focused on genital mutilation and sex change and getting men menstruating and pregnant and chest feeding. They're totally delusional. They need to be destroyed.
In 2022, there were more than 57,000 fewer births than in 2021. That's in Britain. That's just the first 11 months. December has not come in yet. What are you seeing in your practice personally?
Devastation, reduction. There's severe male fertility, severe female fertility, severe reduction in birth rates. And when we do get pregnant, we're having inordinate complications in pregnancy. And by the way, our paper is honored as a featured lead article in a major medical journal this morning. This is this week. This is government data proving, it's irrefutable, it's proving that these alleged COVID-19 vaccines are killing and are devastating in pregnancy.
You obviously have patients that come to you that didn't seek your guidance on the shots, or if they did, they ignored your guidance on the shots. Of the injected patients that you're seeing expecting mothers, what percentage of them would you say are having complications?
I don't want to comment on that, Stu, because we're using government data, and I can give you government data and risk factors, but in my population, in my practice, if I go in, I don't own my practice data, my healthcare system does. And if I go in and pull out all that data and start doing comparisons, it's not mine and I'll be fired.
Okay.
I can tell you it's definitely increased.
And can you tell me that, you know, personally, what you're seeing with your own eyes on a daily basis is different than before these shots were rolled out?
Stu, I've never seen such devastation and carnage in my life. And my other fellow OBGYN whistleblowers, Dr. Dan McDyer of Jacksonville, Florida, and Dr. Kimberly Biss of St. Pete, Florida, seen the exact same thing. We need more of my OBGYN colleagues to please come out, be courageous, do not stand up, do your own due diligence. You have a duty to protect your patients. Do not believe the corrupt medical industrial complex fake data, these fake corrupt journal articles, a spate of them, probably 15 of them, that allege safety in pregnancy. They're totally fraudulent. They're totally fake, just like the Shima Bakuro article was in the New England Journal of Medicine, and just like the Mandeep Mehra article was in The Lancet.
I literally begged people not to take it, Dr. Thorpe. My friends, my family, my neighbors, the people at the supermarket, the people at my church. I literally begged people not to take this. My dad called me yesterday. My dad, who's all boosted up, thanks to Donald Trump telling him to go get his booster, and thanks to the Fox News channel telling him to go get his boosters. He did, because he trusts Donald Trump and he trusts Fox News. He called me yesterday. His best friend called Bill's daughter died suddenly. Totally healthy. Mother of three or four children, I believe. Very young. Drop dead, major organ failure, 2 weeks after her last booster. This is going to be a regularity. We are not going to see babies born. Dr. Thorpe, Dr. Teresa Long, Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, flight surgeon, U.S. Army, Fort Rucker, she said and died suddenly, I drink it up when I see a newborn baby because I think it's going to be a rarity. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. And listen, fortunately, unfortunately, you know, Dr. Teresa Long is a dear friend and she's one of my heroes. And unfortunately, or fortunately, we're both on the extreme end of empathy, physicians, empathic. We're empaths and we have a very significant amount of pain in our heart from the carnage, death, and destruction, which is unnecessary in our pregnant women and our women of reproductive age and our soldiers too. This is proven. This, she's proved it from the DMED database. It's proven. The science is in. These shots are killing us. There's over 13 billion shots that have been perpetrated on humanity in over 5.7 billion people. And unfortunately, my other hero, Dr. Ben Marble, I was hoping he was wrong. And I was hoping I would never see the death and carnage and destruction from these vaccines that he predicted 3 years ago. But I'm sad to say that I was wrong and he was right. I'm seeing it and it's horrible and it needs to stop now.
And when those 5.7 billion people realize what's been done to them and who did it, there will be no safe place for those people to hide. I fear that as well. That's going to be an horrific time in our history and we're watching it unfold right now. Extraordinary times. Pray for the global population. Dr. Jim Thorpe, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Keep up the great work.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple, that's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Something that makes us different than every other program that you see is that we do business with the people that buy advertising on this show because we believe in their products. We know them personally. We use the products. We believe in the family-owned businesses that we support. Curable is included in that. I told you last week I was dealing with excruciating, paralyzing, debilitating, incapacitating pain when I woke up in the morning and my back was just spasming like crazy. It took me 20 minutes to get from my bed to my bathroom. Jeremy, one of the directors at Curable, brought me these CBD products. I was already a believer, but this personal testimony, it's hard for me to even put into words. I couldn't get up off my couch. The chiropractor told me, I can't even see you. I can't adjust you. You're way too acute. You're in way too much pain. All I will do is hurt you. There's no way that you'll be relaxed enough for me to do this. The only thing that I would do is, you know, some electromagnetic shock crap if you came in here, which by the way, those TENS units, I believe in them too. But this curable stuff absolutely killed the pain. It took it away. It allowed me to relax. I don't know what it did. I mean, I'm sure an expert could come on here and tell you what CBD is doing, but this stuff is unbelievable. The topical pain cream, the CBD drinks, they have beverages. He dropped off this whole package. Where is that thing? Is it? Oh, it's in the other room. But I'm telling you, he dropped off this whole box full of this stuff that's all available at curable.com. Family-owned business. All the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. Do not go to the fake doctor poison pushers that want to give you a pain pill to get you hooked on opioids. Actually, by the way, CBD can help people to get off of opioids. So many great things can be done with CBD. Check it out at curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. And if you are part of Stew Crew, meaning if you watch this program, you get 20% off, 20% off site-wide, every single product that they have. When you go to curable.com and use promo code STU, again, go to curable.com and use promo code STU. We'll be right back.
One of Dr. Zelenko's last innovations was Z-Flu, and it's finally here. This flu season could be one of the worst in decades, and pharmacies are running out of ways to fight it. Instead of relying on them, arm yourself with Z-Flu. Z-Flu uses high-quality elderberry paired with vitamin C, D, and zinc to keep your immune system at its strongest. Trust the name that kept you safe during the plandemic and protect yourself this flu season. Buy Z-Flu today at ZStackProtocol.com.
Welcome back. So rewind your mental brain clock for a minute, all the way to December of 2019. COVID-19 at that time was only known to a handful of doctors in China as this novel respiratory disease that seemed to be spreading around Wuhan. The rest of the world supposedly hadn't heard of it. Now, we say supposedly because some people believe a new whistleblower document suggests Pfizer was very aware of what was going on. These documents lay out Pfizer's supposed plan for its 2020 COVID vaccine trials, but certain features of the document suggest that they might have been drafted in 2019, before anybody outside of China had even heard of a new novel coronavirus. Melissa McAtee is a former employee of Hospira, a major producer of injectable drugs that was bought up by Pfizer in 2015. She's here to talk about this and other things that she witnessed inside of the big pharma behemoth, and she joins us now. Melissa, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Hi, thanks for having me on again, Stu.
Yep, so just to clarify, these weren't documents that you brought forth. I know that that's important for the world to know as far as you're concerned, and us as well. This is a Pfizer whistleblower who apparently doesn't want to come forward and protect his or her anonymity. But what do these documents tell you exactly?
I already had suspicion that they were involved long before we actually knew of the pandemic. But this document, I think, helps kind of confirm it a little bit, because it does say at the top that the document was originally made December 5th, 2019. And as you just said, we didn't really know about it, especially how could Pfizer know that they were going to need a vaccine for it? How did they know that there was going to be no medicines able to treat this or prevent this?
So when you were involved, was this a brand new vaccine? As far as all of the employees were concerned, all of those that were working, was this something that was rushed and brand new and we got to get this to market?
Well, we other plants started manufacturing it first. We kind of came a little bit later, late like springtime when it had already been out, you know, in the winter. And so it was brand new to us, and nobody had ever seen anything like this because, as I told you previously, it glowed. So we would have known if we'd been seeing it, because it's very different than anything else we have.
And when you say it glowed, for those people who have, you know, newly joined our program or started following us recently, explain what you mean by that.
It has a luminescence to it. You probably couldn't glow your way through a room in the dark, but it looks like a glow stick that's been sitting out on a table for a couple hours.
And you're talking about the vials of this so-called vaccine.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And I've shown pictures of that. I have pictures of it on my social media.
Yeah, we're showing them right now, actually. People are looking at that as you're talking. And these are findings that you brought to this program, I think, what, now a year ago now? We're into this.
October 2021 is where I came forward, yes.
Yeah, I mean, we're close to 2 years into this, a year and a half, and people are still out taking these shots.
And they're pushing it and still giving it to kids.
Yeah. Our politicians are pushing it. People inside of our fake government are pushing this shot. Doctors across the country, pharmacists all over the place are still injecting this into kids. They want to give this to pregnant mothers to vaccinate unborn children. Now, Dr.
They already are.
Yeah, they are. Dr. David Martin was here and he said that, look, hey, this thing has been in the works for years. He has shown receipts and documents to show that, I mean, dating all the way back to 2015, these shots had already been stockpiled and made. So what were you manufacturing if these shots had already been made and stockpiled?
Well, you know, I honestly don't know. I do know that the solution we were receiving to the plant to put in vials was already pre-made in a sense, and it had Chinese markings only on it. So in my personal opinion, we were receiving a product made in China that we were filling into vials and slapping the Pfizer label on it. That's my conclusion, because I can't think of anything else. Why are we receiving the solution in bags that are not clearly identifiable to what we are mixing with Chinese markings on them?
Were these bags and these packages frozen and, you know, kept at these massively sub-zero temperatures?
No. And during the entire process, for example, it was very streamlined. So what a normal product usually has to stop at each process, and then it goes to warehouse in between processes or cold storage or wherever it needs to go. But with this product, it would get filled in filling, go straight to light testing as soon as it was done, being capped and offloaded, then go straight to light testing and straight to packaging. It never took a break, never paused, but it was also never in cold storage and it was never protected from light, which some things I keep hearing is that it's light sensitive product. Part of me thinks that they just say that because they don't want people to see the glowing, because you need light to be able to see the glowing.
We want to talk about the big story here, which, I mean, obviously all of this is so massive that we can't cover everything that's going on with this evil plan, but we're looking at the documents. There are detractors who will say, hey, there's law firms that use templates, right? The template was created in 2014, but they're suing somebody here now in 2023. The template was made in 2014, therefore there would be a 2014 date on it. For the purpose of accuracy, and you can say if this is not in your wheelhouse or if you're not an expert in this language, but is there other language in this document that would tell you, hey, these are legitimate documents that prove that there was an intentional aforethought, that this was premeditated, that these were in fact being discussed in 2019 before anybody knew what COVID-19 was? Is there anything in this document that suggests that that was happening and that this isn't just a template that was developed by Pfizer in 2019 to be used, you know, for multi-purposes?
So at the top of each section, it says in parentheses, really small at the top, it says in parentheses next to the clinical protocol template phase 1234, December 5th, 2019. So, and then it says protocol amendment June 30th, 2020. So then, like you just said, there's amendments made to it, but the original of this was December 5th, 2019. Yes. And I can verify, as somebody who has dealt with their documents, released their documents, and studied their documents, this is an official Pfizer document. It has all the telltale signs that my documents have, that I've shown that it is an official Pfizer document. Some of the things that I found very concerning on it is that the test subjects had to be on a very, quote, highly effective contraceptive in order to participate in the study, because they could not ethically test on pregnant women. But how come I just had my son in December, Stu? My whole pregnancy, every doctor was asking me if I wanted the COVID-19 vaccine. So you had to not be pregnant 100% in these trials, and they would test you.
They didn't even want pregnant women around people who had received the vaccine, been injected with the bioweapon. Pfizer themselves didn't even want pregnant people in the vicinity of these vials or people who had been injected with it.
At work, when we were working with them, we do have products that pregnant women cannot work with, and the COVID-19 vaccine was not one of those.
So they wanted pregnant women around them at work, but they didn't want them in their trials, but yet they were telling everybody.
Well, they didn't want their employees thinking they're working with something dangerous that they're giving to the world, I guess. But, you know, because they might get a whistleblower if somebody did that, you know.
Not manufacturing, just repackaging some substance from China with all kinds of Chinese marketing and language on it, and something that glows in the vial, which was not kept at amazingly sub-zero temperatures, but yet everybody was instructed to keep them at amazingly sub-zero temperatures after they were shipped from facilities like yours, And now we have documents proving that this was all done with a forethought. Right here. Everybody can see it. 2019, all over the place, with an amendment in 2020. So for the detractors saying, oh, this is just a template. No, it isn't. Melissa McAtee, you have been very brave. And we hope that this Pfizer whistleblower who produced these documents will ultimately come forward to confirm the validity of these contracts and of these papers and studies and research that's being done. And we would assume that if this paperwork has 2019 on it, that there's a whole lot more out there that hasn't been released yet. And we pray that somebody will do that. Thank you so much for coming here again today. We appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you for having me on, Sue.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Before we go tonight, living your best life doesn't mean driving the fancy cars. It doesn't mean wearing all of the name brand clothes. It doesn't mean being rich and famous or taking all the trips or having all of the things. Living your best life means spending great quality time, as much of it as you can, with those that you love and care about the most. And one of the people that I love and care about the most is celebrating a birthday today. So I want to wish a very happy 10th birthday to Quinn Rose. Here she is, my niece right here. She loves to roll her eyes at me. She's sassy, classy, and a whole lot badassy. I said it. That's Quinn Rose. Nobody does you like you do, Quinn. Happy 10th birthday. I hope it's the best day ever. Also, make sure to book your appointment with this guy right here, Carlos Cortez. He is our independent fiduciary that's not beholden to the edicts of Wall Street. Wall Street being sold out to the China Joe CCP. You're not doing business with a communist. Yeah, you're not controlled, are you, Carlos? I mean, you can build custom plans for the people based on their individual circumstances. It's all part of the America First Retirement Plan, and you can tell us about it. I've got 1 minute.
Yeah, so I'm not controlled, but I think people in their 401ks and IRAs are controlled. As you saw it this past week, stupid face Biden wants to control your 401k. They are literally signing off on the executive orders on basically allowing ESG to be part of your portfolio. And so I've been saying this for a long time, is that they control the manipulations inside of a government controlled account. You don't own it. You're just a participant. So we have a strategy, the never taxing strategy, a part of the America First Retirement planning strategy that will help clients just simply protect their assets. Let's just control it, because the government wants to just trace you.
I mean, and most importantly, your portfolio can actually represent and be reflective of your morals and your values and your faith. You may not know that you're investing in Pfizer or BlackRock or Vanguard or Moderna or Gilead, which is Remdesivir, but you absolutely could be. Does your financial advisor, your fake communist financial advisor, know what you're even invested in? Probably not. Ask them. And when they don't have an answer for you or tell you that they have to get back to you, then you'll know what you need to do. Appointments are just absolutely filling up quickly. Last week, I got a dozen emails, I think, of people who said that they had appointments with you. They were just completely happy. So we appreciate you treating them right. CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. Or call this guy in the office anytime. 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446. Carlos, thank you so much. We have to go. Again, happy birthday to Quinn Rose. Classy, sassy, and a whole lot badassy. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, God bless you.